I don't take into account details from the Gospels of Matthew or Luke or John. I think it's important to try to listen to the story as told by a particular Gospel writer to try to discern what message that writer is trying to give us. So with that in mind, to today's text, did you notice in this story from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus in his hometown, practically everyone in his family is named Joseph, whom we know as Jesus' father, is not even mentioned. That struck me as odd. It's something I hadn't noticed before. So I went and checked, and it turns out that nowhere in the entire Gospel of Mark is Joseph even mentioned, not by name, not otherwise. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' human father is unknown, not part of the story. Now, please understand, I'm not saying anything about whether Joseph existed. I'm not saying that when we think about Jesus, we can't take details from all the Gospels to create a fuller, more detailed picture of Jesus and his life. But what I am saying is that when we read the text of today's assigned story from Mark, it's noticeable that from Mark's perspective, Jesus' mother is known, Jesus' brothers are known by name, Jesus' sisters are known, but the father not mentioned at all. Maybe that's important for understanding the story, because maybe it means, from Mark's perspective, from the perspective of the people who grew up with Jesus, who knew Jesus, Jesus was a nobody. Now, why do I say that? Because in Jesus' day, in the Jewish society, men owned property. Men inherited what their fathers accumulated. Men carried the glory, the wealth, the honor of the family, whatever the family had, from one generation to the next. The person who determines whether you are somebody in that culture, in that day, the person who determines if you are somebody is your father. Maybe that explains, or is at least one of the reasons, that what happens in the story happens. The people who've known Jesus said, where did this guy get teaching like that? Who taught him wisdom? It's just one of Mary's kids. Who does he think he is? This nobody's the one we've been hearing about lately. This guy has power. We've known Jesus and his brothers and sisters all their life. This family has nothing. They are nothing. And in the end, Mark tells us, Jesus, who had been casting out demons, muzzling a storm, healing people of all sorts of diseases all around the area, around the lake where they were, in contrast, Jesus could do almost nothing for his neighbors in his hometown. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been in a situation in which the people around you were so negative, so skeptical, so pessimistic about your ability to do what needed to be done that it literally made it more difficult for you to succeed? I imagine most of us have experienced that at some time or another. But let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation in which you were so negative, so skeptical, so pessimistic about your own ability to succeed? Have you ever felt so down about yourself, your own talents, your own skills, your own smarts, that in the end you negatively impacted your own efforts to do what you needed to do? Have you ever allowed others to convince you that you are worthless, dumb, incompetent? Have you ever felt like you were a nobody? That's what this story brings up for me, and I cannot imagine that there are many of us who have not been in that place. We've all, I imagine, been in that place before. And that's why we need this good news. Jesus has chosen you. No matter what other people think, no matter what you think of yourself, God has claimed you as a child of God. And more, Jesus has poured out the Holy Spirit upon you, called you to follow him, to go with him, to follow as a disciple. In the eyes of his hometown, the people who had known him growing up, Jesus might have been to them a nobody. But in the heart of God, Jesus was the beloved one, sent to reveal God's love for all people. In the view of the religious and political leaders, Jesus might have had no right to speak, no authority to teach. But by the will of God, he had the authority, the power, the mandate to proclaim God's reign, to upend all the powers of evil that divide and destroy and oppress and kill. And this Jesus, whom God sent, filled with power and authority to command evil to stand down, to make broken and sick bodies whole again, to speak words of grace and mercy, to proclaim forgiveness from the heart of God, this Jesus, whom God sent, this Jesus called 12 simple men and sent them two by two to do the same thing that he did. Did you notice that detail? You don't hear that in too many of the gospel stories. The disciples went, cast out evil spirits, performed healing miracles. He sent them to proclaim his good news, to help with his work, God's work, this work of proclaiming grace and mercy and love and tearing down the powers of evil and oppression. He sent them with no suitcases, no bags full of money, nothing but the clothes on their back, the shoes on their feet, and a walking stick. He sent them, however, with everything they needed. He gave them all the tools they needed to do God's work. Feet to walk, mouth to speak, hands to heal, and most importantly, a portion of his own spirit. This, friends, is the good news for us, for you. Just like those 12 and the dozens more who soon joined them, we have been loved, we have been claimed, we have been called, and we have been given everything we need to do the work. God's grace, transformation of the world, which happens through the power of mercy, reconciliation, forgiveness, living with grace and peace and love. This is the good news. We have been given everything we need and so much more. In addition to the bare essentials with which God sent those first 12, God has also blessed us beyond measure from the bounty of God's creation. We have more than all we need. We have places to live, food, incomes, transportation, medicine, clothes, resources, so many resources which we're gifted to be able to put to use in following Jesus, in loving neighbor, in caring for others, all of which is working to do God's work, to share with others, to change the world. Friends, if you have been feeling inadequate, if you have felt low, if you ever feel unworthy or worthless, this is the good news. You are enough. God loves you. God claims you. God sends you. You, just like Peter,